We are reading in the Zohar for all the portion of Nesor carrying the Idra Rabba, and we are in item 347. You can ask questions at kav.info, and selected questions will be live. The Idra Rabba portion of Klal HaAdam, the whole of man, item 347.
He who need the upper force should intend for it.
And the Lord said, I shall obliterate the man that I have created from the face of the earth. From the face of the earth comes to exclude Adam, man, from Malchut, the earth, land. Is it only the land, the man down below, and the man up above was not blemished at all because of that? Rather, we should not exclude and divide between one and the other at all, because one does not stand without the other. And when the man down below was obliterated, the man of up above was also blemished. 348. And if the Chochmah, which is concealed of everything, Chochmah of Arich Anpin, would shine to the Malchut, everything would have been corrected as it was to start with, and there would have been no flood. It's written, I, Chochmah, wisdom, has resided in Orma, cunningness. Don't read it as Shachanti, I resided, but I Shikanti, I housed. That Chochmah Stiva'a says about Malchut, which is called cunningness, that it is the lower Chochmah. I, Chochmah, wisdom, has housed and founded Orma, cunningness, which is Malchut. And since there was a flood on the earth over Malchut, necessarily Chochmah Stima'a did not illuminate in her. 349. And if it weren't for the correction of men, the world could not exist. As written, the Lord has founded the land in wisdom, Chochmah. And it is written, and Noach has found the grace in the eyes of the Lord. In the correction of Adam is Chochmah extended, and in Chochmah he has founded the land. Therefore, if it weren't for the correction of man, the earth would not exist. And Noach, who had the correction of man in him, the land came to exist by him. As written, and Noach was pleased by the Creator who saved him, and by him the whole world came to exist. All the mochin depend on the Chochmah Stima, and the Chochmah is the inclusion of everything. In the Chochmah Stima, the correction of man has been strengthened and instilled so that everything would come to its correction, each in its place. As written, Chochmah shall give more valor to a wise man than 10 rulers, 10 sefirot, which are the complete correction of Adam. And the Adam is the correction of their internality, because the mochin that are on the interior are called Adam, from which the spirit exists. 351. In the correction of Adam is seen the wholeness of the faith of all that stands on that throne, as written, an image as the likeness of man is upon him. Happy is one who knows and looks at the concealed things and does not err in them, because those things were given only to those who sit on the throne of justice, and to those who harvest the field, who came in and came out, as written, for the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous shall walk in them, and the criminals shall faint in them. 352. Rabbi Shimon cried and said, if in the things that were revealed here, the friends would have been concealed and would have departed this world, it would have been good and well, because they were not yet revealed to any of the people of this world. He said again, I regret my things, rather that they would merit existing even in this world, because it is revealed before Atik that I did not do these things for my honor or for the honor of the house of my father, or not for the honor of these friends, but rather so that they would not err in his ways and would not enter the gates of his palace in disgrace, and they should not be prevented from entry. Happy is my share with them, for the next world. The Idra Rabba Kadisha, Histalkut Gimel HaChaverim, the departure of the three friends, 353. Before the friends have come out from the Idra, Rabbi Yossi ben Yaakov and Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yisa have passed away. And the friends saw that the holy angels would carry them in the Parsa. And Rabbi Shimon said something, and the friends were pacified. He cried and said, maybe there was a decree that was placed upon us to be punished, because what wasn't revealed from the day that Moses stood on the Mount of Sinai was revealed by us, as written, and he was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Who am I here? And were they punished because of that? 344. He heard a voice saying, happy are you, Rabbi Shimon, and happy is your share and the share of the friends who live with you, because what was not revealed to all the hosts up above was revealed to you. But it is written, damned is that person before the Lord who would rise and build that town, Jericho. He shall found it in his elder, and he shall put its doors in his younger son. Moreover, the friends that with a great and strong desire, their souls have clung at a time that they were taken by the angels. Happy is their share, because they departed out of wholeness. Jericho is the posterior of the Malchut, where the curse is. And Joshua cursed that anyone who builds her posterior, all of his sons would die. And if the one who builds and completes the posterior of Malchut is that way, that one has to give all of his sons for her, moreover are the friends that with a great and strong desires, their souls have been in adhesion since they completed the building of the face of Malchut, where the blessing is. Moreover, their reward should be great. And if they had departed, then certainly all of the wholeness has reached them with their departure. Happy is their share, since they departed due to wholeness. And the reason for their departure is that at the end of the Idra, they reach the degree of the end of correction. And then the Parsa is cancelled, and the whole difference between Chazeh and below and Chazeh and above is cancelled. And therefore, those three friends whose souls were from the Chazeh and below were cancelled and have ascended to a higher degree, that they became as the degree of above the Chazeh. And because from the aspect of the whole, the time has not come yet for that correction, therefore they had to depart this world and ascend. And the friends saw that the holy angels would carry them in the Parsa, that they departed out of the cancellation of the Parsa, and it is considered that the angels took them with the Parsa that has departed. Happy is their share, because they departed out of wholeness, because the wholeness that they merited, the cancellation of the Parsa, that others would only merit at the end of correction, is what caused their departure. 355. While the things were revealed, the uppers and the lowers were excited, and a voice has awakened and declared in 250 worlds that ancient things were disclosed down below. And while those would perfume their souls in those things, their soul departed with a kiss and connected with the Parsa, and the upper angels took them and have raised them upwards. From the Chazeh and below of Zeranpin, it is considered as 250 worlds. Netzach veHod are 200, and half of Tiferet is 50. The reason for their departure is because the part that is from Chazeh and below received with the ending of the Idra its entire correction, and the Parsa was cancelled. And the upper and lower were agitated, because the revelation of the secrets corrected the entire Parsuf, both from Chazeh and above, and also from Chazeh and below. And a voice has awakened and declared in the 250 words from Chazeh and below that ancient things have been disclosed down below. Since all the corrections that are associated from to the Chazeh and below are revealed. And those three friends were from the aspect of Chazeh and below. Therefore, at the time that they would perfume their souls in those things, while the corrections of their souls were being completed, their souls departed with a kiss, and they were connected to the Parsa. Because their souls were from the aspect of the Parsa, therefore, after the 250 worlds were completed, and the Parsa was cancelled, the souls have ascended up along with the Parsa. 356. Rabbi Shimon said, "How happy is the share of those three, and happy is our share for the next world thanks to that." A second voice came out and said, "And you who cleave to the Lord your God all live today." They got up and went. In every place that they would be looking, sense have ascended. Rabbi Shimon said, "From this we'll learn that the world is blessed thanks to us, and the faces of everyone would illuminate, and the people of the world could not look at them." 357. 10 entered the Idra, and 7 came out of it. And Rabbi Shimon was happy, and Rabbi Abba was sad. One day, Rabbi Shimon would sit, and Rabbi Abba was with him. Rabbi Shimon said something, and they saw those three friends that the upper angels would bring them and show them the treasures and chambers of above because of their honor, and they would enter them in the mountains of pure parsimon. And Rabbi Abba became complacent. 358. And from that day, the friends did not move from Rabbi Shimon's house. And when he would disclose the secrets, only they would be there. And Rabbi Shimon would call them, "We are 7, the eyes of the Lord." As written, "Those 7 are the eyes of the Lord, that it is written about us." Rabbi Abba said, "We are 6 candles that illuminate from the 7th, from Bina. You are the 7th of everyone, because there is no existence for the 6th, Chagat Nehi, except through the 7th, Bina, because everything depends on the 7th. Rabbi Yehuda would call him Shabbat, that all the 6 days are blessed from, as written, Shabbat to the Lord, sanctity to the Lord. As Shabbat is sanctity to the Lord, so Rabbi Shimon is also Shabbat, sanctity to the Lord."
Any questions? No. Great. Well, again, all those things, as they are saying, are revealed in the Ten Sefirot, as one sees the entire reality is one patsuf, and then in that patsuf all kind of phenomena are revealed, whereby these phenomena must be tied into one system. As we advance, each time something as if left the system and left enters a greater, more prominent. Here is if the system is unbalanced, a sign of an illness, so to speak. But it isn't an illness. Revelation of evil isn't bad. Rather, it is a revelation. The things that now need to be corrected in order to ascend to a higher degree. Meaning what is revealed is always revealed as a negative from the higher degree. And if you correct it, you'll ascend. What?
Could it be that the attitude to the guards and policemen changes during the study of the Zohar?
I don't know what changing means. If I'm a good citizen and I want for the good and they come to me and they show me all kind of flaws in my behavior. So they want me to get along in society. Say I come to some village or a kibbutz or city or a new environment. So I'm interested to be told where I'm right and where I'm wrong, in a soft manner, obviously, in accordance with the extent that I can tolerate. So if they're telling me accordingly, then and they are helping me, they allow me by what to be corrected and settle into that place, then what's wrong with that? I don't understand.
There's nothing bad in that, except that, well, the question is, how do you accept it? The question is,
you never being accepted well. A policeman stopped me and said, well, mate, you've been doing 200 kilometers per hour. No, I've been driving fine. Well, sir, you see, according to the instruments here, well, if I want to argue and follow my ego, then that's wrong. If I admit, then I'm correcting myself. Fine, jail, or negation of the... They take the driving license away, no matter what. They want to make me worthy of this society, right? In some way. Or by taking the license away from me, or just giving me a fine for me not to forget. Or maybe they really need to put me into jail. Who knows what I did? So accordingly, the society care for these rules in order to make me at least as a non-harming element here. Well, maybe not harming, but not benefiting, but at least not harming. So if I'm a citizen with eyes and mind, then I understand that society need to do that in order to care for its existence. Then I'm grateful to them. Yes, I've done it. Yes, I've been wrong, correct. Why? Well, go to the artist who've made me. Well, never mind. But down to earth, I need to correct it. So I'm grateful to you guys for showing me. All right. Give me the punishment I deserve, whatever I deserve, in order for me to straighten up with the environment, to be like everyone. At least, like everyone. So I don't understand what's wrong with the policeman judgment. What's wrong with it? If well, I understand that in our life it's all ego. Well, with them too, that they want to show to what extent they rule you. Well, all in all, these are small people. Nevertheless, as a principle, how could it be without it?
No. I'm not saying. I'm just saying to hasten the process.
Well, hastening up the process, well, set up every moment, every day, every month, every year. It depends on where you are. Determine new laws each time, harsher, more firm, that force the citizen to be more of a guard of himself. And not in the police, rather by integral education, bring each and every citizen each time such a kit that he takes upon himself to guard those rules, instead of the external elements to guard he should guard himself with his inner vessels, and everything would work out. You don't need anything on the outside. The judge is also within. Yes.
But according to nature, nobody wants to have a harder time, or as you said, for it to be more meticulous or precise.
No, it all depends on the environment. If we won't do propaganda in the media and the entire environment will speak about the fact that we need to do so, then if we'll do that, then everyone will take it understandably. and will accept it. And if you'll add to this propaganda that by doing so we'll come to something special, then people won't just accept it understandingly, rather they will accept it willingly, joyfully. So it all depends on the extent that people recognize the goodness of the Creator and its goal. Well, is to put it in other words, but yes.
About the issue, about this issue, where is that? Sorry. They're asking, what should I do if I'm not shown the place of correction?
You aren't shown?
No, I'm not sure. I can't find it.
Because you aren't capable. You're incapable. What for? It's like with a baby. You don't show him something, rather give him something that rings a bit, that buzz a bit. Later on, as he grows, he can put some circle into square or on a stick or etc. This is all given according to one's ability.
So what is the work?
The work is to prepare ourselves for more advanced exercises. That's only upon the environment.
The question is, if during the reading of the Zohar I ask, I demand the correction and I'm not shown that, I'm not shown what I need to correct, what is wrong, what should I do?
Continue asking. Maybe they'll give you. This request in of itself also advances you. Yes.
Henry from Guadalajara in Mexico is asking, if during the time that we're all reading the Zohar, we are asking for a greater unity in the group, and as a result, strong emotions of rejection awaken and negation towards the others, does that mean that we have the wrong intention?
Why wrong intention? On the contrary, it might be the right intention, and with the right intention, the wicked in us are revealed. The thoughts, intentions. The person in the street, nothing is revealed to them. Well, it isn't revealed to the person in the street. So if I prepare myself well, and I prepare and I'm in contact with the society, then in each moment, the malfunctionings will be revealed to me, all the flaws. To the extent that one advances further, he grasps the reality more and society, the environment, the creator, the order of the world, and the feeling that they're all within him. What revealed is such, how shall I put it, such discernments. It is like as if you are already an expert in something and then you check some machine and you start fixing it and you see how complicated it is, how complex. However, nevertheless, it is according to your degree. You already deserve that. Everything is corrupted, everything is wrong, the Shemot that is revealed, it is all wrecked, everything really you can't even connect it in any other way, and then you begin, well, you are learning the order of the correction. Due to the order of the correction, you learn the order of creation. From below upwards, you're seeing what's from above down. Yes.
How in the Zohar, in the right, what is the right request corresponding to the Nukva? I mean, there's also a lady police officer, a lady commander. How do you work with that in your intentions in the Zohar?
Well, that's in one's house. Is the policeman's the manager, a lady. Everyone's afraid of his own nukva. It is according to nature. It's according to nature they have the power to rule us. On the other hand, by being dependent upon them, is specifically because the desire, the lack is revealed in them. According to nature of things, as the man has a screen, being in spirituality, then he is searching for the lacks, the desires, in order to correct them. Hence, it depends upon the nukva. The nukva reveals the desire by the revelation of desire. She rules him, the male. Hence, although the male seemingly is stronger, nevertheless, with respect to his nukva, he is weak. Well. I don't remember exactly Rabash's joke that, well, if he's not afraid of the Creator, at least he's afraid of his wife. It was something, I don't remember how it was presented, but, well, at least fear is good, at least you're fearing something. But this is how it is, indeed.
How do you invert that opposition to aid?
It depends on the degree of connection and the mutual goal. Nevertheless, it is very much well, you need to be in contact, inner contact. It's not like distance or occupation, like Rabbi Akiva walked there for 40 years, left his wife, and went to study, etc. Well, if you ask of an ordinary household, well, nevertheless, there has to be an understanding, annulment, relinquishment.
Even if you're being trampled?
Well, if it is not with respect to the goal,
not with respect to the goal.
If you are aimed together towards the goal, you must tolerate everything else and turn it into good. You must accept any other behavior other than the goal. If you are connected towards it, as you must take it as coming your way as an aid to pinpoint you precisely where you're wrong and for you to accept it. Tell that to your wife.
I fail to do it. I don't succeed.
No, pass my words on to her, to what extent I respect her, that I'm asking her to fix you up every day, like in an order. However, it is under the condition that to start with, you are connected to the goal. This is the condition. Well, this is basically the foundation of the wedding bill. Well, we're moving on.
Moving on to the next part from Tess.